From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Protesters held a huge, mostly peaceful rally outside the UN Climate Summit in Copenhagen today. They want tough restrictions on heat-trapping emissions to curb global warming. Some held a giant balloon of an inflatable snowman under threat of melting from burning fossil fuels. Several protesters were arrested. One police officer suffered minor injuries when he was hit by a rock. Heads of state are due to arrive at the end of next week. In Iran, tens of thousands of hardline clerics are participating in rallies to denounce student protesters who burned photos of the country's supreme leader earlier this year. It's the second straight day of protests by hardliners who believe Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's answers only to God and is above reproach. The Senate is working this weekend in a rare session to vote on a package of six overdue annual spending bills. Tucked into the measure for funding transportation is an amendment that allows Amtrak rail passengers to travel with guns as long as those weapons are unloaded and stored in checked luggage. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker sponsored the amendment allowing Amtrak passengers to take their guns along.
It will probably increase ridership because a lot of sportsmen would rather take the train than pay for airline tickets. And of course, you know, they can already check their unloaded weapons and hard containers on airlines.
But House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson warns that the provision forbids Amtrak from using terrorist watch lists.
We all get checked against the terrorist watch list when we fly, regardless of whether we check firearms or not. How can we justify not using the terrorist watch list on people who travel the rail?
If the measure becomes law as expected, it would take effect a year from now. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
After months of intense negotiations, Japan and the U.S. have reached a landmark deal to relax limits on flights between the two countries. The Open Skies Pact means more options for travelers. Dwali Saikautau has more.
The aviation agreement still needs formal approval by both governments. If it passes, likely next October, it will replace a nearly six decades-old bilateral agreement between the U.S. and Japan that gave some carriers more aviation rights than others. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood says the U.S.-Japan deal is good news for air travelers and businesses on both sides of the Pacific. Government restrictions, such as how much airlines can charge and what markets they can serve, would be lifted. U.S. carriers such as American, Continental, and UPS would no longer face flight limits. It's not yet clear how much the average traveler will benefit on lower fares across the Pacific. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
This is NPR. Thai authorities are holding the crew of a cargo plane from North Korea that officials say was carrying more than 35 tons of arms. It's not clear exactly where the plane was headed, but a government spokesman told the Reuters news agency it was somewhere in South Asia, and it was probably Pakistan. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says it soon will be announcing a program to help those who own houses that were built with toxic drywall from China. Tens of thousands of homes in 30 states are believed to contain the drywall, which can corrode air conditioning systems and electrical wiring. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has more.
A half billion pounds of drywall was imported from China between 2004 and 2007. Tests by private and government labs have found that much of the Chinese drywall emits sulfide gases. Especially in humid conditions, the sulfides have been found to corrode metal plumbing and wiring. The drywall has a sulfurous odor that many homeowners say causes headaches, sore throats, and respiratory ailments. A host of court cases are pending, including a class action lawsuit against a Chinese manufacturer that involves more than 2,000 homeowners. In the meantime, many people say they've had no choice but to move out of their homes. In a letter released by Florida Senator Bill Nelson, HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says the agency is developing guidelines that would allow community development block grant money to be used to help homeowners replace the toxic drywall. The policies are expected within a couple of weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
President Obama is applauding yesterday's House passage of a financial overhaul legislation and urged the Senate to follow suit. In his weekly address, the president criticized banks that accepted a taxpayer bailout but are now fighting tooth and nail, he says, with their lobbyists against new government restrictions. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.